This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. President Obama told some of the nation's top bankers Monday that they need to explore every responsible way to make more loans.
America's banks received extraordinary assistance from American taxpayers to rebuild their industry. And now that they're back on their feet, we expect an extraordinary commitment from them to help rebuild our economy.
Earlier, he criticized what he called fat cat bankers on Wall Street. Major banks have been doing well since the worst of the financial crisis shook Wall Street more than a year ago. Banks, including Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, have recently announced plans to repay government rescue money. New profits and freedom from the pay limits tied to federal aid mean bankers can again receive big bonuses. But critics say banks are profiting mainly from trading activities, not from making loans to small businesses or homeowners. Britain has placed a 50% tax on bonuses for bankers. There have been calls for similar measures in the United States. Unemployment rates are the highest in a generation, 10% nationally in November. An estimated 17% of the labor force either lacks a job or is not working enough to pay all the bills. The weak job market has not only hurt spending, the lifeblood of the economy, it also puts pressure on homeowners who are struggling to pay their mortgage loans. Record numbers have been told that they could lose their homes. Banks are expected to have sent almost 4 million foreclosure notices this year. The administration has had limited success with its promise of $75 billion to help struggling homeowners. The Making Home Affordable program aims to prevent up to 4 million foreclosures. The idea is to get banks to reduce monthly payments. But fewer than 32,000 loans have been permanently changed so far. Lenders are unwilling to change loans that they suspect will fail anyway. An estimated 1/4 of homeowners owe more than their home is worth. That situation increases the risk that a loan will not be repaid. Stephen Thode at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania says progress in the housing market will be limited until the job market gets better.
Typically, the real estate sector leads the economy in a recovery, meaning that it tends to pick up before some other things. But people have to have confidence that things are going to improve.
Most new jobs in the United States are created by small businesses. But small businesses have been hit hard by the recession and now the difficulty in getting loans. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.